Halon më vruatër kam jolë këndal Qire vuren atar një fua Në kalës kja unuje Aqqion dhe jesë qire Esnja në gërë Du kavës kja unujë Pësë
Hi folks, how's the night? 11 o'clock GMT. Now, you're a hour behind in America. I understand that. I remember it happening last year. The thing is, you don't really notice it now because everything resets itself. But back in the day, you had to reset your watches and everything, but smart watches and smart devices and Androids and whatnot, they all just do it automatically, so you don't even notice it. I kind of forgot about it. Yeah, I just noticed suddenly, instead of getting dark at 6 o'clock, back at 6, it's suddenly getting dark at 5 o'clock. It's quite startling. In the winter time, we get dark at back at 4 here, round about December. It's quite, you get up for work when it's dark, and by the time you finish work, it's dark. It's not very nice. However, it's nice in the summertime when you get daylight until 11:30. When I tell people that from the States, they're always really surprised. But right in the middle of summer, it doesn't really get dark. It doesn't actually get dark. It kind of goes to twilight, a wee bit beyond twilight, and then it's just right again. Yeah, we're quite near the land of the midnight sun, which is Norway, quite close. Johnny said there were several people wanting to phone in. This show is only going to be an hour long, so if you want to phone in, you really have to get on with it. We're going to segue this show down to the round table once I'm done. But like I say, it's only an hour long, so if you're going to phone in, you really need to. You need to get going, make that call, start pressing some buttons, yeah. So, yeah, that's something to keep in mind. Aye, so we're going to speak about the duplicity and the trickery that's going on in northern Syria. So, Trump said he was taking the troops home, and everybody was celebrating. But he's actually left 500 guarding the oil fields in the northeast of the country, supposedly against ISIS, who they say they've just defeated. Now, that's where the duplicity comes in. I mean, obviously, they had their eye on the oil fields for a long time. They've been under the US control for a long time, and they've been stealing oil for a long time. That's the bottom line. Now this fiasco about killing the ISIS kingpin, Abu Bakr Baghdad, it's absolutely comical. I can remember, it's like people have got like a 3-week attention span or something, because they said he's died about five times. And not only have they said he's died five times, there's been whole articles about him, how he died and all this kind of stuff. And millions and millions of views on the mainstream media and the alternative media. I'm just going to have a look, see if I can find it. The first time they said he died was 4 years ago. I remember that. One of the times they said he died in a Russian airstrike. Another time they said he killed himself. No, that's the most recent one. They said he an explosive vest on, he killed himself. One of the times he said the Russians killed him. Let's see if I can find it. Yeah, here we go. The same guy keeps dying again and again. This is what happens when the general population is a CV attention span. So, yeah, 4 years ago, they announced he was dead. I remember it was in Crossfire. He'd already been killed in Crossfire, basically. And then 3 years ago, at 2.8 million views on YouTube, the one from 4 years ago, the one from 3 years ago, 40,000 views. Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi killed in a US-led airstrike in Syria. And I remember that one as well, and I remember him saying, oh, he was supposed to be dead already, so they killed him twice. So the next time he died was 2 years ago, and that was supposedly killed by a Russian airstrike. And 152,000 views. And the last time, of course, was a month ago. After the US airstrike. Is that somebody trying to get through? Maybe not. Yeah, so he died. He died last week. He also died a month ago. So he's actually died 1, 2, 3, 4. He's died five times. That's right, five times. And it totally reminds me of Bin Laden. He kept saying he killed Bin Laden, and the Pakistani doctor came forward and said we treated him for Marfan's disease. In 2001, in a Pakistani hospital, the Pakistani military hospital to be exact, it's kind of garbled and whatnot, and he had Marfan's disease. Not exactly even sure what that is, but it killed him. He died in December 2001, and there was a sworn statement, it was an affidavit written by a doctor to confirm. In fact, it was a doctor that was treating Bin Laden to confirm that he died in December 23rd, just before Christmas. He was a Muslim. But so he died in 2001. And then, of course, Obama said they killed him and they gave him a burial at sea, which is obviously absolute nonsense. That was maybe 4 or 5 years ago. So yeah, they said they gave him a burial at sea, but there was no photographic or video evidence of the fact. It's just nuts. I honestly think we're going to believe that. The most wanted man in the world. And they didn't have a photograph of his burial at sea. Or they didn't have a video. Come on. It's ridiculous. It's almost like an idiot test. It's almost like they're trying to see how much bullshit they can feed the public before people turn around and say, hey, wait a minute, this is obviously a lie. This is obviously a deception. It is just like an idiot test. So now we've got exactly the same thing happening again with this Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. He's died five times now. I've seen a really funny meme, it popped up in my group, real worldwide truth movement. And it was a meme, it was a picture of the Jeffrey Epstein sitting with Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, and they were sitting in a CIA safe house. There was a sign up saying CIA safe house. Two of them are sitting together. So he's obviously not dead, this is just like a PR thing. It's like, I think it's a distraction really, it's a smoke screen. It's a smoke screen to put us off thinking about the impeachment, the impending impeachment thing that's happening for the left, and for the left in American politics is imploding, basically. They are totally imploding. They're just like made an absolute fiasco of everything. And it's them that's pushing that my transvestite agenda story time, grab time story hour, and all that nonsense. It's like, I don't know, it's like taking liberalism to the extreme. You know, when does liberalism become lunacy? I think we've actually reached that point now. Liberalism has become lunacy. It just defies everything. Certainly, there's no morality there. I was also reading that the amount of people that are homeschooling their kids in America has went up to like 500% in as many years. An amazing statistic, 500%. And the reason is because, you know, any responsible parent doesn't want their 3, 4, and 5-year-olds to be exposed to a perversion, strip teeth cancer. It's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. I mean, what is the possible purpose of that? That could scar a little bit for life. It seems that they don't want the kids just to be left to be kids and do kid stuff. They seem to be insisting on this, the agenda of teaching them Islam and teaching them a perversion. Can't quite get my head around why you'd want to do that to kids. I mean, in America, you call public schools, private schools. And in this country, we call private schools public schools. We're around the opposite way. So, I assume it's only happening in state-run schools. Because nobody's wanting to pay a fee and get that sort of nonsense performed in front of their kids. It's absolutely nuts. I really can't get my head around it. I think a lot of people are the same. They're at a loss for words because it's just so seriously fucked up. And excuse my French, but it just is. It's seriously and just out there. It's just nuts. You can't really make any sense of it. And these people are obviously disturbed, very disturbed, to say the least. So, very much doubt that this guy's dead. He'd be worth too much. Definitely worth too much. Alive. The same as Jeffrey Epstein. And you begin to wonder, you know, are these football CIA assets? Because certainly Bin Laden was. I mean, it only kind of transpired once he was supposedly dead that he had a lot of CIA connections, and it was really clear. There's pictures of him emerged meeting with CIA top brass, top people, including all the top politicians in America, in the US, all the top people under Obama, actually meeting with him, all smiles and shaking hands and all that kind of stuff. So he was obviously a CIA asset. And let's not forget, he was educated in the West. It's not like he was, you know, that guy could shave off his beard and put on a suit. And, you know, you wouldn't take a second look at him in the street if you walked past. But getting back to the subject matter, it's unbelievable the arrogance, just the sheer arrogance that the US think they can just, I mean, they invaded, at the end of the day, they invaded Syria. And the arrogance is just off scale, but they think they can now hang around and just steal their oil. That's exactly what they're doing. And Trump even tweeted about it, saying that he was going to get some of the great American companies like Halliburton to run things and to do it properly. I mean, we're talking about Syria here. We're talking about another country. We're talking about a sovereign state. And yet, they think, or at least the war hawks in Washington think they can basically just steal the oil. Unbelievable. And tweeting about it as if it was, you know, matter of fact, you know, no big deal. You know, just business as usual or whatever. So, I mean, obviously Assad has said they're not welcome in the country, and he's wanting them out of there. So I don't know what's going to happen, because his dollar and the Russians and everything are marching north. So, I mean, obviously, they're going to take it off of them. It's going to start a war. It's obviously going to start a war. That's what's going to happen. Well, it'll just be a continuation. What we've already had. But I think whenever you get stuff like this, whenever you get so-called assassination of God, you normally always find it's a smokescreen. It's a smokescreen. It's a distraction. That's what they'll do. So it'll be interesting to see what the Syrian government tweets and Hezbollah do about this enclave of American troops guarding us oil, stealing the oil. So they've more or less admitted it, but they have admitted it, that the Russians have got satellite images, they've got satellite evidence of where exactly it's going. You know, how they're getting out, where it's going. They're basically moving it like tanker across some desert land. That's what they're doing. And then it just disappears in the desert. It probably makes its way to the sea and it's been tankered out of there. Now that's exactly what they've done in Iraq. They did exactly the same thing in Iraq. Continue to do the same thing in Iraq, and they called it the Oil for Food program. I don't know if you remember it. That's what they called it, and it was basically just a sanitized name for a grand scam of oil theft. They were taking it out there unmetered. They were taking it out there in the super tanker before they got strapped, basically, before they got before it was highlighted on a world stage. But they were taken out, it was totally unmetered, and they were taken out by they were going mad, they were taken out 24 hours a day by tanker. And the Turks were involved as well, but the Americans, mainly the Americans, were stealing all the money. And that continued for quite some time until it became apparent that it was just basically a huge scam. And suddenly you stopped hearing that cliche oil for food program. So, I just want to say, it's got a nice dinner place. So, But yeah, it's remarkable. It's really remarkable that Trump thinks he's going to get away with this. He thinks they're just going to sit back and say, oh, well, yeah, okay. They haul him up and hug him off in the northeastern part of the country. And they can put in an infrastructure and everything. Crazy thing is, there was no comment whatsoever from Halliburton, or they never made any comment. They're obviously taken aback that Trump had said such a thing. Now, as leading academics and people in the field came out and said, this is really outrageous, what is going on? You know, how obvious, how blatant you want to be. And remember, I mean, those of us in the truth community have known about that scam for quite some time. And the poppy fields in Afghanistan, how they're all being run by the West. But that's not a mainstream media. Mainstream media has never acknowledged these facts. So for Trump to be the fact that he's stealing the oil, it's going to cause massive repercussions. People are stunned, because we know the news narrative, so-called Masonic news, has got people totally blindsided about everything really going on. So for him to tweet that, a complete contradiction in everything we've tried to pretend to be up to in the past, which is good. Well, just a bit of advice, it's nothing else, basically. So it's kind of like, it's not going to carry on, I guarantee. And I mean, there's only 500 of them there, for goodness sake. However, a good question then is, where did the rest of them go? You pulled back our troops, where did they go? Well, they went to Iraq. That's where they went. So the Iraqi government is in a state of collapse. A total state of collapse. It's in total disarray. And I don't know if you've been keeping up with current affairs, but there's riots and all sorts of stuff going on. Burning cars and everything in the street. Storming police stations and all this kind of stuff in Iraq. People are not happy. They're just not happy at all. And they're also calling for the US to leave are in very strong terms. Now, another country is calling for the US to leave, just transpired this week, is Germany. They've taken up to the next level. They've been officially, it was kind of rumored that they were going to be asked to leave, but being told it was a kind of tweet storm, actually, that's what it was. It was a German politician responding to Trump's tweets, basically saying, World War II was 70 years ago, don't want you, we're not paying for you, so go home. But it's up to the next level now, we've actually officially asked them to leave. Now, why is that not making it onto mainstream news? It's a big, big thing. And all started because Trump had asked them to up their contribution amount. You missed the amount they paid. Everybody from NATO meant to pay 2% of their GDP. And I think it's only two or three countries actually doing that. And two of them are really poor, so 2% of their GDP is a very small figure. So America's taking up the slack. But then again, they've got troops pretty much all over Europe, and in 52 of the 53 African countries, there is American troops. So, ask yourself, what the hell are they doing there? for the game in all these little African countries. Why do they need American troops in Cameroon, Niger, and all these places, Morocco and everything? Why do they need American troops there? Can you think about it?
Sutherland.
Yes, hi, Johnny.
Hey, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Johnny.
Hi, it's Johnny. What's going on, eh? I just wanted to jump in, if I may.
Yeah, jump in, Johnny.
You bring up some good points about what's happening in Syria. I find it interesting studying domestic and geopolitical news. It's a little surreal. You're bringing up the impeachments with the Democrats, obviously Trump and Baghdadi. It's weird because you mentioned even now that we struck a deal within Syria through Halliburton. And that's very interesting because we all know who has the biggest stocks in Halliburton.
Yeah,
that's Dick Cheney.
Yeah, but Johnny, Halliburton has not made a comment. They've not responded. It's just, you know what Trump's like. He just comes out with random stuff. And, you know, sometimes really wild stuff. It sounded like it was the first day out of it.
Well, it's interesting because when we're looking at the domestic policies within America and then the impeachment, even Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker of the House of Representatives of Congress, even stopped the vote yesterday to have the impeachments on Trump. And it's a little weird. There's many angles on this, so stick with me a bit. But it's interesting because now the Democrats may not even call for impeachment vote, which they have been pushing upon for the last however long, pretty much the last 3 years. But it's really gotten serious in the last 2 weeks. And then all of a sudden we take out this terrorist, Baghdadi, and supposedly we dump his body in the middle of the sea, just like we did Osama. But it's interesting, though. Why isn't America taking these prisoners back or these bodies back? How come we didn't do the same thing that we did to Hussein? You know, we had public executions of Hussein. There's no doubt about that Hussein's dead, but Osama and now Baghdadi? They dumped their bodies in the middle of the sea. Now Donald Trump within Syria is having control over the oil field. He even openly tweets about it. It's almost like, I feel, take it with a grain of salt, tell me where I'm wrong, but it's almost like they're making a backdoor deal with the president, this administration, with the Democrats to say, hey, we won't push impeachment. We'll let you take the credit for it. We'll make your people, and we'll rally. We'll let you take that, but you're gonna have to make some contracts with us. And Halliburton, we all know about Halliburton in the Middle East, Iraq, Iran. Halliburton through Dick Cheney, through the Bush administration, took all the oil back then. And it's a little obscured sometimes. I wonder about this. I look at it in many different angles, but a lot of people don't know this. The other side of the ocean, you know. America barely understands this. They're barely following up on the news. The news is ever evolving.
Yeah, but the fact that there's no photographic evidence or video evidence of the Johnny, exactly the same as the Bin Laden fiasco. I mean, it's got fraud written all over it. It's got fraud stamped all over it.
Well, I hope he perished. I do hope he perished. But at the same time, it is it's a little strange that we just dumped the body in the middle of the ocean, just like we did Osama. You know, nobody really saw Osama. But I agree with you. You brought up a great point. I do believe that these are CIA assets. And some people call them Mossad CIA assets. I believe they are Mossad CIA assets. But it's strange. I even saw a video. I think it was on your group page, the Worldwide Truther Movement. They were showing footage of even Syria police officers backing up envoys, military convoy envoys, into Syria. Big military stuff while they're in the middle of the oil field. And this is where I get a little confused at. Maybe this is where you could maybe enlighten me. Where is Assad in all this? Where is the Prime Minister Bashar al-Assad? Everybody, the United Nations, Bashar al-Assad, was all talking about America having influence in there, or military troops. And now we have police officers, footage of the police officers within Syria escorting convoys, in that area. It's almost like everybody made a backdoor deal when it comes to this money. Obviously, money and oil is a big thing in the Middle East. But it's a little surreal.
But, Johnny, what convoys were the Syrian police escorting?
Man, I don't know the exact name. But they're almost like Humvees, but bigger. They're like a grade above that. But they have 50 cals on them. They're explosive proof. Their tires are penetrate proof. They're the big boys. They're almost like a tank.
So we're talking about U.S. military then.
Yeah, they were literally escorting them. The footage is up there. Maybe I posted it on my page and didn't post it on your page, but I didn't notice that.
Yeah, but Johnny, were they not escorting them out of the country?
No, it was in Syria. It says that they were escorting them in Syria, and you could see the oil fields in the background. You could see the H2S gas pipelines that are blowing out fumes. It was weird. It was real weird. But even then, it's a little surreal because when Donald Trump came out about 3 days ago, he made a public statement to the nation. And he said, oh, yes, we needed Turkey's cooperation. We had to coordinate this with Turkey and Russia and even some of Syrian people, he said. But nobody's talked about the Prime Minister Assad. No, where is Assad even coming out about this, saying, we declined America. We don't condone this. It's almost like it's a dead silence. It's a total, complete dead silence in the media on that. Even with these prime ministers, where is Erdogan? Where is everybody talking about this? And it's almost been a whole week now. And Trump is just out there saying whatever he wants to say. And trust me, I'm not a Trump tutor, but let's just get back behind the message. Let's just say this is real. Where are all these prime ministers? Where is Putin? Where is Erdogan? Where is Assad? Nobody's talking about it. And then Donald Trump is over here saying, well, Howard Burton's going to take over some of those oil fields, and we took over the oil. Now, here's the kicker, I believe. For a long time, even before President Trump was president, he even was hating on Bush and mostly Obama, saying, well, if you're going to take over an area or leave an area, take the oil. Take the oil because it's going to give ISIS money to propagate their wars. But at the same time, Trump is out there saying we took over the oil fields in Syria. But where is Assad saying, no, we don't condone this? I just don't see it. So it's interesting for me to look at this when it comes to historical content.
But Johnny, listen, maybe I'm just kind of thinking out loud here, but maybe it's a case of, Trump's actually done a deal with them already behind closed doors.
So that's what I'm hinting towards. Yeah,
and he just wants to see everybody jumping up and down and making a big fuss about it. And liberals shooting themselves in the foot by, coming up with all sorts of accusations. And then he'll go, look, I actually made a deal with Assad. And this is the terms of the deal. And that'll be a bit like, diplomatic. It's a sort of diplomatic war, isn't it? Because the left are sending out different politicians all over the world, often to the same places Trump just visited, almost like to try and undermine his diplomacy.
Oh, yeah. And it's interesting, even on the timing on the impeachment, now the Democrats are taking a step back. And then they even gave Trump the credit. Let's just say you're right. Maybe if Baghdadi is not dead, if the Democrats knew this, which I believe a lot of these Democrats are CIA assets, Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff in particular, if they knew that he wasn't technically dead, they would call Trump out immediately and make him look like a fool. But instead, they took a step back and said, we're not even going to have impeachment. This indicates that there was a deal made that the public doesn't understand or know of.
So are you saying impeachment things collapse?
I'm not kidding on that. What's that?
Is the impeachment plan collapsed?
Well, we'll see, because it always says it collapsed, but it always comes back up, right? It's like a black card of sorts. It's always there. The Ace of Spades, really. So they're using that to mend this. And maybe Trump is compromised to a certain extent, I believe, but these Middle East wars need to come to an end, or they need to slow down. So it's interesting that we're taking out troops, but we're going to have military personnel backing up Halliburton in the Middle East. And I'm quite familiar with the oil fields in the, Halliburton. I did this in Odessa, Texas, and a lot of ex-military people come out to Odessa, Midland, Texas, the Permian Basin, the oil reserve of the United States, really, is what it is. And it's interesting because where is the thought on this? Nobody's talking about it. How are we not even having prime ministers come out in the open saying, yes, it is true or it's not true? And where's Putin and where is Erdogan? Just 2 weeks ago, we were talking about this. Erdogan and Russia were trading arms and America was in the conflict and it was all political theater. Now everything's okay and Baghdadi's dead and America's going to make deals with this oil field in Syria and Halliburton's going to oversight it. You know, it's like Halliburton's the biggest company. It's one of the biggest oil companies in the world. They deal with many. Exxon, Shell, British Petroleum. They deal with a lot of companies. They have a lot of contracts. I know this because I was contracted through a lot of them.
It was the way it was done, Johnny.
Well, Johnny, I remember Alex Jones. Many years ago, he was in one of his, I think it was one of his films, he was doing a big expose on Halliburton. Or maybe it was when he was on Jesse Ventura's conspiracy theory show. But they were implicating Halliburton with a lot of nefarious plans for continuity of government and FEMA. And I mean, some of it may have been fear-mongering and just exaggerating to point people in the wrong directions. But nonetheless, I mean, they are definitely a big government-tied company and certainly don't have the interests of the people, more the government elite,
returns on investment, yeah. Oh, trust me, it's weird. Yeah, I've noticed this. Yeah, I believe he even brought up Alex Jones. Now that you bring that up, Richard, he even brought up Jade Helm. I remember working out in the oil fields in 2014. Alex Jones, I was still listening to him on my phone when I was on the road and whatnot, and Alex Jones was talking about Jade Helm. Well, it was weird because even during this time, Richard, it's weird. I never told this story except some of the people that I used to work with. They took down one of the Walmarts. Remember the whole Jade Helm? The Walmarts are being closed down? Well, just right across the highway on I-20, we had a Halliburton facility called the Workhorse. It was called the Workhorse, and it was owned by Halliburton. I actually did communication setups over there. And then not too far up, about 3 miles up the road on the other side of the freeway, the Walmart that got shut down was exactly what Alex Jones was talking about this Jade Helm.
And well, the Jade Helm was allegedly to occur during the summer of 2015. I remember that era pretty clearly. And I had noticed how the city I'm in, Chicago, for example, the traffic lanes of a lot of the interstate highways and major Lakeshore Drive highway along Lake Michigan, they were all having lane reductions at key traffic times, like Friday night when everyone's going out and about, even Thursday night, Saturday afternoon and night. They were reducing these lanes. No construction, no anything going on. Just kind of bottlenecking the traffic a bit. It seemed just to show that they could. And this was happening quite a lot all throughout that summer, that alleged Jade Helm summer. We never saw anything really occur. But it did seem like there was a lot of excessive policing and restricting of municipalities by the authorities. Just kind of a just in case, be prepared kind of a drill. I think that's basically what it was.
Well, and where I was at during that time in the oil field, they were having big oil tanker reserves. Big. They had to shut down the whole freeway almost, bottlenecked in the freeways, like you mentioned. And they were during the daytime and at nighttime. They were bringing in these big trucks with massive loads on them, cement loads, big tunnel-looking things, big tunnel-looking tubes, and or oil reserve holding tanks. And then, at the same time, that Walmart, not too far away from the Halliburton housing facility, where they have all the oil men out there sleeping when they go off, that Walmart shut down. But here's the kicker. They even had military equipment in the parking lot of Walmart. I have the picture still on my Google Drive. I will bring them up and send them, email them to you. But it was surreal. We had a lot of convoys, underground Hummers even out there. And it was weird because we never seen Hummers out there. The closest military base is El Paso, Texas, Fort Bliss. But we had military personnel out there. We had Jeeps out there, undercover black Jeeps, like five at a time, all lined up. I even ran into them at the gas station. And I was like, what are these people? Who are these people? And then, boom, all of a sudden, about 3 months later, the oil field crashed. Everybody went home, went to Dallas, Texas, San Antonio, El Paso, Texas, back to their homes. The oil field crashed for about a year almost, I would say, during the presidential election of Obama and Trump. But it's surreal that Halliburton, I believe, is a big part of this. I truly do believe this. And that's interesting that you bring up Jade Helm, because that reminds me of that moment.
I was just going to say, I something I thought was quite interesting and worthy of discussion was the fact that how it was announced, how they actually announced it, and it was done in a tweet. Trump tweeted it, and he tweeted something really big just happened. That's what he tweeted. Something really big just happened. But that was it.
But there
was no other. Yeah, there was no other information. So why did he do it like that? He was obviously wanting people to. He was wanting everybody to sort of, you know, start talking and think, well, what just happened? What could have happened? What might have happened? What will happen? What's happened? And, you know, there was this whole kind of tension thing about it. And it's interesting because he's totally circumnavigated mainstream news. Mainstream news today is number. You know, it's a viable source of you know, world events and everything. Mainstream news is finished, really. And no one's got any respect for it anymore. It's done. It's like newspapers. Newspapers went out of date that was 15 years ago. People don't buy newspapers anymore. So the same thing's happening with mainstream news. People are not even watching it.
I agree. But I think that's what we are doing as independent journalist media. We're trying to put the pieces together for the public, for our countrymen and women. The mainstream media has always been controlling the masses through their propaganda. Even I look at this and I think about this. Like I said, I'm not a Donald Trump tutor or supporter like that. I didn't even vote for the man. But even I take a second step and look at this and I say, wow, this doesn't make sense, especially when it comes to the oil. America has always been fighting over oil, even before Trump came in. Now it's almost like they're making Trump look like the bad guy, where Trump is even pulling off some of these backdoor deals, I believe, sometimes. Sometimes I come to that conclusion. There is no other conclusion besides that. So it's very interesting, especially with this new Syria. Especially before that, last week's show on revisionmedia.org and Liberty Light News, we covered this when you were on. We were talking about the whole Syria, Russia, America, S-400 systems, F-35s. We're talking about military equipment deals. And then now, everything is fine and dandy. Everything is okay. Money is evolved. Big money. Big, big money.
I was really surprised you said that the Syrian troops were escorting an American military convoy. Were you aware of whether it was in or out of the the north of the country? Were they escorting them in or escorting them out?
You could see the angle. They were coming from a town. It looked like Aleppo. Now, don't quote me on this, but it was a big town. And then they were going straight outside the outskirts into the oil fields. You could see the exhaust. You could see the oil rigs. You could see everything. And they were escorting them in, escorting them in. And then there was a police officer behind them, escorting them. And it was a Syrian police officer. A little Ford Focus with, you know, cop lights on it. It said police and everything. Well, I'm assuming it said police. I don't read Syrian. I don't read Arabic or anything. But you could tell it was a police officer.
Maybe a backroom deal has been struck and joined. It would appear so.
Well, that's interesting, especially during the timing of the impeachment of Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are going to postpone, quote-unquote, the impeachment vote. Even Trump's Twitter account even made me suspicious. He even mentioned after this happened, he said, oh, well, the Democrats are going to impeach me because I took out Baghdadi. Like, if he was trying to confuse the masses. And I thought that was very strange. And then about 3 days later, the Democrats postponed the impeachment vote. Maybe they didn't have the votes, though, neither. That's been very controversial. But even then, why is Nancy Pelosi, one of the strongest people in politics, now postponing the vote when they've all been all head to impeach him? Is he playing ball, is what I'm saying. Is he? How deep does this go? How deep is even the president right now in this?
Well, it's
money.
How he likes to.
Money,
yeah.
Is
it's how he likes to do things, isn't it? He'll make a. It's what he did in North Korea. Remember, he went there.
Oh yeah.
It was all.
And
all
now North Korea's shooting off rockets towards Japan again for like the 20th time.
Yeah, but remember, it was all fight and talk. The Americans had a whole battle group offshore and. Basically threatening North Korea and everything, and then he went and met Kim Jong-un, and then the next minute, they're the best pals, you know, they're gonna jump through our hoops and they're gonna do this and do that. But Trump kept everybody guessing. That's what he does.
Well, it's interesting because I even think the media is playing into this a lot. They're trying to demonize him at the same time. They're promoting him behind the scenes.
Yeah, it's good for ratings. That's the bottom line. It's good for ratings. You know, make a big fiasco out of it.
Yeah, it's good for ratings, but at the same time, it confuses the masses. People that haven't been following it, as such others.
Yeah,
and
that's
even
right.
Then, we have a hard time putting our thumb on it. You know, we were just talking 2 weeks ago at a different situation scenario. Now, fast forward, and everybody's scratching their head again.
I know. It stinks. Let's face it. It stinks. It really does.
I agree.
It totally stinks. I don't know what. I mean, Trump often plays a long game, doesn't he? Everyone else is playing checkers, and he's playing 3D chess. It's a bit like that.
Well, maybe he's playing along with them. That's part of the chess game. 3D, 4D chess, 5D chess. People even say 5D chess, you know?
Yes.
I think this is bigger than just black and white that we all see.
Yes. It's like misinformation, isn't it? It's like, you know, he's hinting at this and hinting at that. But there's a whole lot of stuff that's not being said here. It's quite obvious.
Hey, yeah, but where's Putin? Where's Erdogan? Where is Assad? That's interesting, I believe, especially in this geopolitical world of politics, policies. That's something that I was hoping to hear. I'm like, where are all these prime ministers? I'm hoping to hear from them any day now. It's already been almost a week. Donald Trump is now giving medals of honor to Delta Team 6 to kind of solidify this in quote-unquote history.
Yes.
But then nobody's talking about it, prime ministers abroad?
Yeah, I know. The only channel I think you might get any truth out in the Middle East is, well, it's banned in this country, but I'd say the Iranian channel, Press TV. You heard of them?
No, I haven't, but I'll look into them. I'll start following them.
Press TV, it's a very professional and well put together news network. Quite international as well, but based in Iran. And they used to have, they were on Sky TV, you know, satellite TV here for years and years. And then they pulled them, and they said it was to do with the licensing problems or something. I haven't renewed the license or something. They failed. It was just some administrative bullshit. But it was basically banned because they don't want Iranian propaganda on our TVs in the West. We might get some truth, that's right. And it might break their lies. So, yeah, but you can find them on the internet, Johnny.
I've heard of Sky News, but I've never heard of this other station, no.
Press TV.
Say that again? Oh, I'm going to write this down.
P-R-E-S-S.
I think I actually have. I'll double check.
Press TV. Oh, well, you often see YouTube clips and stuff, you know, the different reports they've done. They were all over that white helmet scam as it was happening, you know, and people were still believing that white helmets was something of a humanitarian organization in this country, anyway. The Press TV were all over it, you know, they blew the scam wide open. So it was just, it was just a whole lot of bullshit we were being fed. And they were actually propaganda filmmakers. They were saying that a long time ago. And it turned out to be true.
Oh, yeah. With the Syrian conflict, with the white helmets, yeah. 2013 and even in 2012 and 14, I believe. 2012 and 14, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. The whole thing. Well, I mean, they're still trying to pretend that they're a humanitarian organization. Now, they're still trying to pretend that, even although, you know, they've been caught lying time and time and time again, and also setting up fake chemical attacks and all this kind of stuff, and making propaganda films using the same kit different towns and whatnot. They've just been made an absolute fool of. It's obvious that they're doing.
Yeah, and at the same time, it's like a lot of people did vote for Trump because they knew some of these crimes. They said, lock her up. That was his motto. That was his credence. Now nobody's even talking about that no more. Nobody's chanting about it. And then at the same time, if Hillary Clinton and Obama were complicit in this, why is nobody being held accountable? It's total darkness. Nobody's talking about this. That's the thing I have with Trump right now. You said you're going to do all this. You said we're going to hold these people accountable. We're getting tugged along domestic news when it comes to Attorney General William Barr and Durham saying, oh, big news is about to happen. These people are going to slowly be held accountable. I'm still waiting. I just don't see it. And when these people do be held accountable, Barack Obama and Hillary, then I might start believing some of this stuff. But even sometimes I believe the administration prior, Obama, to then Trump, is all complicit. They're all in on this even at times, I think. I say, there's no other way around this. How come nobody's being held accountable? But I do realize the government works slow, you know?
Yeah.
I know the swamp is deep, though, too.
Yeah, but Johnny, the left...
assets everywhere.
The left in America controls the majority of the CIA and the FBI and the media and the press. That's all left-wing stuff. So they're controlling the narrative, they're controlling the so-called news.
Oh, yeah. I get it. I see it for what it is, yeah. That's why I don't go with one side or the other. I see it.
Yeah, that's basically what's happening. Listen, that's the top of the hour already. It's been a quick hour. I'll need to wind up the show, but I'll come back for the round table. So I'll sign off. This is Graham Sutherland.
Can I just make a final thought? Can I just say
something? Yeah, go for it, Johnny.
If anybody's listening on Facebook and or YouTube, please follow us at the roundtable at revisionmedia.org, where you can contribute, and we have open phone lines. So I just want to make that apparent to people. because we're going to be switching off over here.
Thanks, Johnny. Yeah, that's good. Thanks. Yeah, we certainly can, or else just continue listening through thevisionmedia.org. That'd be fine. But yeah, we're just going to segue right into the round table now, folks. So it's Graham Sutherland signing off. I'll be back at the normal time next week because we'll have sorted out the time difference by then. So look forward to seeing you next weekend, and by all means, phone in on the round table if you want to contribute. So for me right now, I'll say good night and God bless.
Cavus Cavus Cavus